It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. It is a wonderific Wednesday out there. In Bullhead City today, it's gorgeous. I mean, golf weather, go for a walk weather, walk your dog, put your kid in a, what do they call it, baby carriage, walk down the street. Oh, make sure they're like under one. don't take your 8-year-old trying to shove them in a baby carriage. But it's a gorgeous day. Heather just told me it's going to be 82 today, so I like that. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. You heard the phone number in the intro, and you can call in anytime during the show. Any show. Today, and then we're going to be dark for 2 days because I'm taking 2 days off for the Kiwanis Kids Expo, which you're going to learn all about here from Heather. But I do want to tell you about a couple things before we start chatting with Heather. Now through the 29th, Legacy Foundation and Legacy Connection is seeking inspiring educators to qualify for a $2,500, a $1,500, and $3,500 scholarships, kind of to the teachers, you know, like little bonuses. Go to tristateconnection.com and sign up. Tell them who you are and what you do, why you deserve a nice little $2,500. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is collecting jars of love, peanut butter. Yeah, they want to fill all the food banks, Laughlin, Bullhead, Needles, every one of them, with peanut butter. Because a homeless person can throw a little jar of peanut butter in their backpack. It can last them quite a while. Just got the nutrients and hope they're not allergic to nuts. So if you go shopping, just grab an extra jar of peanut butter. Drop it off at Warm Sea. Urgent care behind Culver's, the imaging center on Hancock, or the doctor's offices up on Silver Creek Road. And the Historical Society is looking for a refrigerator. Can you help them out at the Colorado River Museum? They expanded the museum and they didn't have money for a refrigerator in that room. They could really use it. Donations, call Carol, 928-219-2582. And tonight at the museum, and I think she's bringing one of her burros that she rescued. Beth Wexler will be speaking from 5 o'clock to 6:30. And then, speaking of the museum, and I'm going to have to look up her number because I heard this last night at City Council. The museum, again, is doing hams. And you want to call Susanna. And I can't find her phone number. Oh, gosh. I know it's 234-something. And you can order your hams. I'll find it while we're talking. But you can order your here we go. You can order hams right now, and it benefits the museum for Easter. And Gary Genovese said last night they're going to go up. He's going to go up next Wednesday, I believe, and get the hams in Vegas. And so her number to order the hams is 928-234-4807. So order those hams today and call her up and tell her you want a ham, and then you'll get it next Wednesday. Those are honey-baked, and they're so good. Yeah. All right. Let's jump into Heather Petrillo, shall we? Change our music. A little heat wave from 1977. You weren't around yet.
No, I was not.
But you probably knew the music growing up.
Sure. Okay. And my shirt's sort of 1977.
Yeah, it is. I know. What do we call those in the 70s. We call them, they were like big flowery shirts and big sleeves, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you could go to a 70s party tonight.
And I'm wearing wide leg pants. I mean, I've, you know, I got the 70s thing today, Larry.
She came for my music.
How appropriate.
How are you?
I'm lovely. Larry,
good.
How are you?
We're great.
Good.
We're 3 days away.
Well, you know, the countdown.
I know.
This has been a long time coming. We usually start in about December.
I know.
Scheduling and putting this whole thing together.
And now it's the week.
It's the week, yeah. and it's crunch time, and, you know, Friday is upon us.
And the mayor was nice enough last night to give us a proclamation for the Kiwanis Kids Expo. And we have 87 easy-ups we're setting up Saturday morning at 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Along with the wrestling club from Mojave High School, because they have the beef to help us set them up.
I love that.
Yeah, and then we lay them all out on Friday. And then Saturday, I'm already packing all the banners in my spare bedroom, laying them all out in order.
Sure.
And
banners, zip ties, scissors.
Yeah, yeah. All that rope.
Rope.
Yep. Trash
cans. Buckets.
Trash cans full of water. Yeah.
Just
in case a big W shows up.
87 easy ups. You know, every year there's just a few more to set up and tear down. And I don't know if you know, people really understand what it is to set up one easy up. Let alone seven, and then take it down and fit it back in that slim little bag.
Yeah, put it away for another year.
Exactly.
Yeah, 87 of them, and I bought 10 new ones yesterday. Well, I went to go buy 10, and the general manager at Walmart said, "I got bad news." I go, "What?" He goes, "One of them didn't make it." He said, "It got crunched." Mm. So I got 9 yesterday.
All right.
But our friend Olivia McCormick is going to loan me some.
That's generous.
Yes.
Olivia's always generous.
From White Night in the Park.
Oh, that's a great event, too.
Yes. So I love it when someone just texts you their shed number and their code to their door.
Go get it. Well, I think she knows where to find you.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, Larry, this is the 6th annual?
Yeah.
Wow.
We skipped a year for, you know what,
mm-hmm.
COVID.
Yeah. For that thing, yep.
Yep.
It feels like just yesterday it was the first one.
Well, and I can remember that it was you and myself and Beth and Bev and Keith, and I don't remember who else was there. We were sitting around Lisa's Bistro mm-hmm. throwing up some ideas for fundraisers and for events, and we popped up with this.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, it took off.
Man, did it ever. I mean, to have 87 vendors, I think, you know, for this community speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up here, it would have been incredible to have an event like this when I was younger, you know, so that myself and my family knew all of the different outlets for children and you know, all of these different businesses that support children within this community.
And I have invited the Kingman Kiwanis and David Lang from the Havasu Kiwanis to come up and bring a clipboard and take notes and steal the whole idea. I can email them everything, you know, what it takes to put it together, because this is not should not be exclusive.
Absolutely not. You know, especially, you know, in our communities where we do have, you know, a slightly older demographic, it, you know, children sometimes can kind of wonder where their place is. And I think an event like this is excellent. You know.
Dropping off flyers the other day to one of the daycares, and the child was being dropped off by the aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she's raising this child. And she's raising this child. And she was telling me that it's a task to be an older adult raising a child in daycare.
Sure.
And I told her, here, you know, take this flyer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, come to the expo. We have people that will help you. We have WIC that's going to be there.
Sure.
You know, we have daycares that are going to be there. Little Scooters is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the schools, charter schools, elementary schools. You can talk to them. We have Metro. We have Bullhead PD.
Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Barracuda Swim Team, AYSO Soccer.
After school programs.
Little League.
Yep.
It's all about keeping your kids busy, healthy, and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And understanding the resources that are in this community for children, even if it's not a recreation, if it's counseling for a child, it's, you know, braces for your child, you know, medical services, all of that stuff is there. The library.
both libraries, Laughlin and Bullhead, will be there.
Let me tell you, Laughlin Library, I am amazed at what they do over there.
She comes in here the beginning of each month, and she lays out her calendar for adults and children, and 30 minutes have gone by.
And you want to listen to some more.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, yeah, she's got a really great program over there.
It's like last night, Claire mm-hmm. at City, she was now a recreation supervisor, went up there and started talking about their summer camp. And she was reading it with excitement, you know. And Toby Cotter goes, when she's done, she sits down, he goes, "She's always that excited."
Well, then she's in the perfect position.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and so I have her in here, and I'll have her in here to talk about that stuff, and I can't shut her up. She just loves, she gets into the detail, and,
sure.
and yeah. So, but with a ball of energy, like,
yep.
like Jackie Maceo.
Yes.
You know, some of these women that just, you know,
yeah.
they brighten a room just by walking in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they
you
do.
You can feel it on them.
So it's this Saturday from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
On Train Road,
Train
right
Road.
In front of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to mention what Mr. Cotter said last night?
So, excellent news for us and for the event is that the city pool will be open.
Yeah.
And even more than that is kids can swim free of charge
yep.
during the event.
Yeah. If they've never been in the pool,
mm-hmm.
bring your bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a changing room, and let them jump in the pool and play.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a line because it fills up. You know, they can only let so many people. It's kind of like Disneyland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They cut off the people
yeah.
that can come in. And then we'll have a bounce house and a water slide. So, and of course, our splash park's always free.
If your children do not want to nap after the event, we are probably not
you
doing
didn't stay
it right.
long enough.
Yeah, we're probably not doing it right.
You left early. It's your fault.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to feed them, too.
Yes, hot dogs for a buck, thanks to Wiener Schnitzel and
yep.
Court Distributing. And then we have snow cones mm-hmm. and popcorn. And cotton candy.
So a lot of this food has been donated.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wiener Schnitzel for the hot dogs.
Wiener Schnitzel for the hot dogs.
Court
Distributing
for the
buns. And one of my favorite pictures that I have in my phone was Kirk just covered in cotton candy. as you're making cotton candy, you wear a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And then 20 minutes later, when you go take another picture, it was Grace covered in cotton candy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, the cotton candy machine is not for me. I'll stick to Easy Up, Set Up, and Tear Down.
Yep. And we have to thank our two key clubs at Mojave High School and Mojave Accelerated for helping out.
Yeah, you know, so let's talk about that, right? Kids
yeah.
helping kids.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
It is.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a great event when we can have the schools recognizing and realizing, you know, the importance of a project like this and volunteering to help.
Well, and when they go on the water slide, it's a kid who's watching them and helping mm-hmm. them get on and get off and be safe. You know, when you go on the bounce house, it's a kid who's helping you get in and be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're volunteering their time. And sure. that's what the Key Club does.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate to have them.
Sure.
So, and we're going to have a new one next year at Desert Star Academy.
I'm looking forward to having them participate.
Good, because we need a coordinator for that, for our Kiwanis Club. So I'll let Grace know, our president, that you'd like to maybe be the coordinator for.
Listen to you, Larry. I have no children. I just like to support the children of the community.
I know. That's right. Your children's your dog.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Maya.
She's getting a sister.
Oh, she is?
Uh-huh.
You're going to get another one, huh?
We are.
Uh-oh.
We've decided.
You haven't talked to me long enough about having two dogs.
Look, I told Joe, I said, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. And then I'll ask him the next day, are you really sure? Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm going to have to call Joe. We have to, and I tell him to just come over to my house for a couple hours.
I will. But yours are boys.
Yes, they are. Yeah. You have a boy and a girl?
No, I'm two girls.
Oh, two girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Then I heard a voice beside me, and she's off. People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's 6th Annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 23rd at Ken Fovarge Park, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, healthy, and safe. The Kiwanis Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths. The information, handouts, and giveaways include youth activities, state and county youth and family services, local hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, local schools, and charter schools will be there to answer your questions and provide school information. A free, fun, informative expo, plus free Kiwanis splash pad, water slide, and bounce house. The Kiwanis thank media partners, News West, Our Town Magazine, Murphy Broadcasting, Mojave Economic Journal, and Radio Central.
And you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Thank you, Sonny Melendrez, for voicing that public service announcement for our Kiwanis Kids Expo. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber, 100% internet. Oh, yeah, 100% fiber. It doesn't break. It doesn't go down. You don't search for a signal. You don't call them and say, hey, it's fading. It does not happen. It's great. I've had it for a year and a half. Trust me. We have it here in the studio. Yeah, you're listening to us on TWN. Do we sound clear? Yeah. So we have 23,000 connections out there right now. If you're looking for one, go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and sign up today. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, it's kitchens because there's two. That's right. Healthy food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Kingman and in Bullhead City. You can't miss it. And it's delicious. 4 different bowls, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers. Oh, yeah. 4 delicious bowls, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in or take it to go. You can even do like meal prep. They'll make your lunch for the whole week if you want. Go to ProFit Kitchen. You have to spell kitchen right. KITCHIN.com. And you can see the whole menu. Barron Services. Professional team when it comes to fire and security alarm systems. What do you need for your home or business? Do you want to monitor it yourself on your phone? Or do you want someone to monitor it for you professionally? Do you want alarms? You want a bell? Whatever you need, they can do it. Yeah. And then professionals in pest solutions. You will have no creepy crawlers around when you have Barron's. Trust me, I use them, I know. Call Barron Services. 758-5499, quality experience and family. Call Matt or whoever answers the phone. We're back with Heather, and we did want to mention Warm Sea. We went up there Monday and picked up 2,500 bottles of water that will be free to everybody at the Kiwanis Kids Expo. They donated it.
How'd you transport that?
I mean,
2,500 cases.
In here.
25 bottles or cases?
2,500 bottles. So I don't know what that is in cases.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
We were going to use Bob Brown's enclosed personal trailer.
Yeah.
And Steve got to his house, and there was a pool table in it.
Oh, well, that's not going
to
work.
Apparently, one of his kids had decided to do something with it. So we called Sid, who owns U-Haul, and he goes, if you need a U-Haul, no problem.
You know, Larry, the more I hear you talk about this, it's like, you know, okay, but plan A didn't work out.
Yeah.
Let me make a phone call. Plan B, Sid, yep, let's just do it. There's so many people in this community that are willing to donate to this great organization.
Yeah, and so right now in front of Steve's house is a U-Haul trailer full of water. And now he has Bob Brown's trailer without the pool table. And tomorrow we load up at 8 o'clock all the cooking stuff and all the cotton candy and all the popcorn and everything. And I want to thank Mark Clark, too, Bullhead City, Mr. I Know Everything About Water.
Sure.
Because he's supplying the water truck for us to fill all the buckets come Saturday morning.
That's amazing.
The trash truck. I mean, the trash cans that hold down the Easy Ups and the buckets, the 5-gallon buckets that we use. And it's his truck that just drives down the street and fills them up.
You know, the use of that water truck is so helpful.
It's priceless.
Didn't we have 1 year where we had no water truck?
We had one year where they gave us a trailer that was that didn't have a pump on it.
Yep.
And so it just drained out of this trailer, and it was so slow. And poor Keenan, he had one of those little 9-wheel or 6-wheel carts, you know.
Like a gator.
A gator, yeah. And he would take the buckets and go over to the city, over to the pool, and he would fill them up from a faucet.
I remember.
Yeah. So
that was agonizing.
That was. So I told Dave, I said, can't send that trailer no more. It doesn't work for us.
No,
it doesn't drain. If we start draining at 4 a.m., it might work.
So I understand we're also going to have a celebrity.
A celebrity. Scoopy, yes. Scoopy from Culver's will be there. And Doug Schuster, our Mojave County Sheriff's going to show up.
Doug Schuster will be there.
Yeah. The sheriff. The big guy. Yeah. And we have their boating unit on display.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to kids about boating safety.
You know, I really appreciate the first responders attending this event. They are so interactive with the children, you know, showing them their gear, letting them, you know, wear helmets or vests or things like that.
Yeah, the Get 'em unit from DPS will be here, the gang unit. And they'll show them their vests and how to put them on and stuff. And boy, PD, Eddie Espinoza, who rides a motorcycle, will be there putting kids on his bike all day, taking pictures.
Yep.
You know, there's so many groups, 87. I can't name them all. We're running out of time.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So if they need to know more, call Heather at
928-444-5900.
Or call me at 928-201-3313. And we'll tell you everything. If you if you really need a booth, an Easy Up, I might be able to squeeze you in. But
we have the effort to set up one more Easy Up. Yeah. Larry, it's Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. to
this
2
Saturday.
p.m.
Yep, this okay. Saturday.
And this Saturday.
We've delivered flyers to every school from Laughlin to Needles to Topok. So all your kids and grandkids should have got a flyer to bring home. Mm-hmm. And come down, spend a little time with us.
It's free.
You'll love it. All right. Heather, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Larry.
Stick around. We're going to come right back and talk Laughlin Chamber.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
Hi, this is Mayor Cal Sheehy. Lake Havasu City, in conjunction with the Vietnam War Commemorative Partner Program, are proud to honor Lake Havasu City Vietnam veterans. All veterans are invited to join us on National Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th, at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. as our Marine Corps League will begin the honor with posting colors, followed by a few words honoring those 2.7 million Americans who served, the 304,000 who returned wounded, and the 58,000 who lost their lives during the Vietnam War. And a special thanks to all who serve in the military, past and present. Lunch will be served immediately following, sponsored by the Elks Lodge, $23.99. It's our pleasure to honor you. No RSVP required. For complete details, please call Lake Havasu City at 928-453-4152. All veterans are invited to join us for a complimentary lunch, Vietnam Veterans Day, Friday, March 29th at Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds.
Okay, we're just getting a headset adjusted here. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Yes, designed to help the patients in a skilled nursing facility that's almost like a home setting. Yeah, it's cool. You know, personal care, hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping. You know, what do you need? A beauty shop, a barber shop, secured outdoor patios, life enrichment tours and outings? Yeah, awesome. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Megan was in here yesterday talking about their Easter egg hunt for the kiddos this Saturday night. But I want to tell you about the fitness center. It's open and ready for signups for $10 a day or $50 a month. Open 7 days a week. Spin bicycle center, cardio exercises, weight training, steam room. Yeah. Go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your time. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. Yeah. Stop in. Check out the hospital. Choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illness. Take two. Serious illnesses and injuries. Yes, Warm Sea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, is here 24/7. You might go by and see it before you have an emergency, just in case you do. You know, take your kid in there and go, this is what happens, you know, when you fall off your bike. Yeah. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, we're back with Carrie Larson, the executive director of the Kingman.
It's one of those days.
I know. Laughlin Chamber. Carrie sat down and she goes, I left my water in my truck, and it was sitting in front of her. It's one of those days for both of us.
Yeah. Must be in the stars. Who knows?
I went to Maverick to get my soda, and I was going to run to another location to drop off something for the expo. And David Torres was there, who runs Risen Star, who owns Risen mm-hmm. Star up at the airport. And he and I stood there and talked, and I said, David, it's 9:30. I got to go. So I had to get here to the studio. So I didn't make it to that, you know, other location. So how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Aside from it being one of those brain turned off days.
Apparently. Oh, gosh. We're so excited. We just talked about the Kids Expo for a half hour, and that does drain you. It will drain me Saturday. So you got some events you want to talk about.
I do. Well, first of all, I want to say that the Connie Davis Walk and Roll was fantastic.
I saw videos and pictures.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a good time. We had a great turnout. And we will be having our check presentation on the 28th. So as soon as that happens, we'll be able to release the results. But
you don't want to say how much, huh?
No. Needless to say, I was pleased. We had a little bit of a slow start in December and January, and the community came together, and I was really excited with the outcome of it. So
good.
I can't wait to do that again next year. But Tuesday, the 26th.
Next week.
Yes, next week is the start of our quarterly resort mixers.
Oh.
And so we are having our first one at the new Pioneer. It is open to the public. It is the Wild Wild West Adventure Hunt at 5 p.m. from 5 p.m. to 7.
Adventure Hunt?
Yes, kind of like a scavenger hunt. They will traverse their way through the property to different locations.
Those poor employees. Mm-hmm. I can just see everybody running through the Pioneer trying to find this slot machine number or this item on the menu.
Well, it's a little easier than that. They're going to go check out River Rick's Pizza, the River Rick Saloon, Bumbleberry Flats, the sports book, out to the point where the weddings are, and a suite for the brides.
Oh.
So it's just to different locations. Our VIPs, our volunteers in partnership, will stamp their card, and then they'll come back upstairs to the Crystal Ballroom.
And you don't have to go in order, right?
No, they can go however they want.
Instead of all 50 people going to one location at one time.
Yeah, no, scatter.
Yeah.
Scatter, okay. Please.
Good, yeah. Take it easy on everybody.
Yeah, so they'll bring back their card. They'll get to draw for a prize, some really cool coupons.
And you get your steps in that day.
That is true. One of them is a whole pizza from River Rick's Pizza.
That's pretty
cool.
That
you can win. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
They have one-night stays in the lower level of prizes that everyone gets to draw from.
Okay.
And then their card will be dumped into a bin and go for the grand prize, which is a weekend.
New car?
No, not quite.
Oh. I thought maybe the chamber was giving away a car, you know.
No, we're not there yet.
Okay. I'll scratch that in my notes.
Nope, it'll be a weekend stay in one of their suites with two Bumbleberry Flats brunches included.
Well, that's as good as a car.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice little giveaway there. So we're excited
Very
to have
nice.
Everybody come down, check out the new Pioneer with us.
Next
and again,
Tuesday.
Yes, and it's not just for members. It is for the public. Everyone can come. I kind of felt like, you know, with COVID, we all kind of lost our person-to-person connectivity.
We did.
You know, we were only chatting with each other on social media, if that was your type of thing.
Or texting, yeah.
Yes. So now the fun is back. We're ready to get everybody back in person and have some fun.
I agree. I really feel bad for the kids that didn't go to school.
Yes.
You know, and couldn't see their friends and couldn't see their teachers. And
yeah,
you know.
That was really difficult.
And then parents had to figure out, what do I do with my 8-year-old while I go to work?
Right.
Yeah. So, tough deal.
Yes.
Tough deal.
Yes.
So, but yeah, go out, get out now and say hi.
Yes. And hugs. One thing
yeah.
I've learned about the chamber is I've gotten more hugs, I think, in these last 4 months than I have in the last 10 years.
Well, that's good. As long as your husband doesn't mind.
Well, I'm not married, so it's perfectly okay.
Oh, well then, what the heck? Jeepers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Wild Wild West Adventure Hunt, and then we will be having the Chef's Food Fest. That is on June 6th.
And that's at the Aquarius?
At the Aquarius.
Yeah, upstairs.
It is going to be Flavors of the Lone Star State. I'm really excited by this one.
I see some barbecue pork.
I see barbecue pork. I see Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Texas has a lot of different flavors.
How'd you pick that?
Actually, that was picked before me.
Oh, okay.
And so when I came
by a bunch
in...
of chefs.
That's what I was told. However, I am a huge barbecue fan, so I was not going to veto that.
No, piece of cake. Yeah.
It was right up my alley. So we're going to do that. We have some creative meetings going on right now that are filled with lots of secrets, but there's going to be some really cool, different things.
Did you want to tell us the date of it, or is that a
June
secret?
June
6th. Oh, June 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
June 6th.
Just up around the corner.
Yeah. Tickets are available for both the Wild Wild West Adventure Hunt and Chef's Food Fest on our website, so you can purchase tickets online now.
Okay.
You can also get to them through the event pages on Facebook.
Okay.
That will take you to the platform for that. As we all know these days, card purchases incur a fee, so there is a 3% fee, but if you choose not to do so, you can always come and visit us.
Pay cash.
You know what I learned last night?
Write a check. What?
There is an 80% profit margin for Visa just off of those 3% fees.
Gee.
Isn't that stunning? It's one of the most profitable businesses in the world.
Well, why do you think they haven't gone out of business?
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know, between that and interest rates.
Well, and they keep talking about the economy and how many people have credit cards and how many have high balances on their cards.
Yes, yes.
I'm happy to say I don't have a credit card in my wallet.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
We don't have any. We use our debit card and we don't.
Yeah.
You know, or we use that green stuff called cash.
Cash is good.
Yeah.
I don't have checks.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I still pay bills with checks.
Nope.
I don't want everybody having my account numbers.
Yeah. Well, they have them on your check, though.
Well, yeah, but they don't have access to it.
True. You know,
digitally.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people like to pay their bills digitally. I'm not into that.
So. Yeah. So things, you know, things are changing. But those 3% fees, whew, I wish we could make those go away.
I just said I'm old, and Paul LaVoy's probably going to text me and go, yeah, demonstrate. You got that.
Right. But the convenience of buying tickets online far outweighs the 30 cents for a $10 purchase. The Wild Wild West Adventure Hunt is $10.
Now that my phone, I don't know when they changed it, but now if you open up a PDF, you can fill it out on your phone.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing in the world.
You can scan from your phone.
I don't do that. I take pictures, but I don't. Scan?
Yes, you can scan.
We got to talk after the program. We got to learn something. So what is the cost for Chef's Fest?
So Chef's Food Fest is the same price, no inflation, from last year.
Right.
It's $100 for a single ticket and $1,000 for a table of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So luckily, at least one thing didn't go up in price.
Right.
You know?
And then you got this duck thing you're doing in a few weeks?
Well, that is LTC and the River Fund. The Great Duck Pluck. So I thought that I would come and...
Boy, don't mess that up.
Help her out with that. So that's happening April 13th. And the duck drop begins at 11 a.m. Apparently, I lucked out. I will not be in a duck costume waddling around in the water.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness.
If they have a duck costume, the duck should show up at the Kiwanis Kids Expo Saturday.
Oh, my. Well, you'd have to talk to Mike Connor
pass out those flyers.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we know that the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show is on April 6th.
That's just a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm. It is. And they are fast and furiously working to get those last few items down pat.
Oh, Jackie was in here a couple weeks ago talking about it. And it's going to be so much smoother than last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's funny that we say that because David Torres and I somehow got on, like, my kids' expo and stuff, and I said, I'll walk around with a clipboard all day making notes.
Right.
And then I said, could you imagine being some of the management crew when they opened Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
How many changes they made from day to day to day to day?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, every great event starts out a little rough because if you try and do it perfect the first time, you'll never do it. So wing it on the first one, learn from your mistakes, go get yourself educated, and come back with even more greatness.
That's, you know, like I said, whenever you do an event, if you're the coordinator and you're a type A personality, because you probably are, you're making notes. And
for
you're going, next year I got to do this, next year add this, or change this, or delete this, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the progress, and now that they have that foundation for the air show, the sky's the limit.
And then next year it's at Nellis, correct?
I believe so.
And so they're going to have a year off and then come back big and strong again.
Yeah, it's always going to depend on how many of our service members are available for the air show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That does make a difference.
It does.
Yeah.
If you don't have any Blue Angels.
I know. Yeah, you got to have those.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got there? You got 20 flyers in Marina.
Right. I feel like it right now. We have a business breakfast coming up. This month is going to be a little bit different. They are usually on the last Friday of the month.
Right.
But March 29th is Good Friday, and the Laughlin Chamber is closed on Good Friday.
Oh, okay.
So this month it'll be March 22nd.
Two days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah, that's how busy I am.
Today's Wednesday the 20th.
So in 2 days, we're going to have business breakfast.
We've got to get together more often. When we lose it, we're good together.
I know, right? That's at 8:30 in the morning, and Da Taco Joint will be the presenter there. They're going to bring us a few different food items.
Okay.
And Nanette Holguin, Chris, I don't know how to say his last name, Y-B-A-V-E.
I don't know him.
Ibave.
Okay.
And Tim Aguilera are coming to speak to us.
Oh, okay.
I hope I didn't murder that last name.
Well,
I tried to use, you know.
The important thing is to show up.
Yes, for sure. And they're really fun.
And you're kind of limited, about 20 people in there?
I think we've had about 28 people times. We'll line them up around the outside the room, smash them in at the boardroom table.
Lock the door so the fire department can't see.
It's a great networking opportunity for our local business
members. Because you're sitting next to each other, you're standing behind each other. You've got to network.
Yeah, and you see a lot of collaboration amongst each other for the different events that they may have coming up. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about.
Right.
And so there's a lot of great connections made at those business breakfasts.
Cool. And they're free.
Yes.
It's just come.
Yes. Please RSVP.
Yeah. Bring your business cards. Bring flyers. Mm-hmm. Bring whatever you.
Yeah. Keep everybody posted on what's going on with you, because we always end with that. The speaker will come in. I'll introduce them. They'll have their whole spiel that they get to give, and then at the end we go around the room and introduce each person and let them speak for a couple of minutes about what they've got going on.
The last one I was at was when they opened Pink Box Donuts.
And
they brought in Pink Box Donuts, and they went, they're in the next room, and I was like, oops, I was over there.
Yeah, into the kitchen you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we need to do another one of those.
I agree. Yeah.
I am a donut fan.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Oh, that's why I'm super excited for the Chef's Food Fest.
Yeah.
You know, all the different goodies.
Oh, my gosh. And every casino participates. So you've got, what, 8 different booths you can go to and get delicious food?
Yeah, we've sent out the emails, or we will be sending out the emails, to the different resorts.
They put their best foot forward.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
They all want to show off. Because they want you to come back during the year to their casino and have this. And here's an opportunity to enjoy it all, you know, for one price and a donation to River Fund, right?
Right.
And then you just go around the booths and graze. Take your time like a horse in a field, you know. You just slowly eat a little bit, move over to that table, eat a little bit more, move over to that table.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like fun, huh?
It is.
That's June 2nd?
That is June 6th.
6th. All right. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
You've got a cute way of talking.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms. With over 100 favorite Coke choices, it's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is
South Town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. Make Bullhead Better and Laughlin Ranch are teaming up for this year's Bullhead City Kids Easter Egg Hunt on the Saturday before Easter, March 23rd, featuring 20,000 eggs and additional prizes. Parking at Community Park starts at 3:30. The hunt will start at Laughlin Ranch at 6 p.m. sharp. More information, check the calendar at MakeBullheadBetter.com. Help keep Havasu beautiful on Saturday, March 23rd. It's the third annual Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service. The cleanup is at several locations citywide. Get more information on the Radio Central Facebook pages. Mojave County District 1 Republicans in Kingman announced the 77th annual Lincoln Day Dinner is set for Saturday, April 13th. The keynote speaker is U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake. More information and tickets, call 928-279-1411.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, live from the Ken Perrell Real Estate Tower. Not Mojave Electric Cooperative, me. And MEC and the Arizona Power Cooperative want your help. They want you to understand the proposed Mojave Energy Park. Get the details. Now, it's still in the planning phases, so if there's not all the details there, don't panic. They're not hiding anything from you. It's slowly being put together, kind of like a house. You know, the shingles don't show up first. Does that make sense? You go to build a house, you got to kind of start with plumbing underground. So anyways, it's a detail by detail, and they keep adding things to it. So it takes a while, but they've created a special website with all the information. It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you don't get a question there, you can always call MEC at 928-763-1110. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, we're right on the corner in downtown Kingman. For almost 50 years, they've been selling it all. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, four-wheel drive, economy cars, luxury cars. What do you need? What do you want? And you can even go online and see every car in the lot. Get the price right then and there. Yeah, see what you want. Have an idea before you walk on the lot. How cool is that? Go to 66auto.com. Are you looking to buy a house in 2024? Well, Mojave Mortgage would like to help out. Fill that little void that you might have called cash. Yeah, oops, I forgot about that. Yeah, well, you're going to need some money. Chad Hansen, remember that name, Chad Hansen. He's got more cash. In fact, you know what? Stick around because in 10 minutes he's going to be on the radio right behind me. Yeah, guess he'll follow me today. Chad Hansen, call him at 928-288-2691. You say, we need $300,000, we're buying a big house. Okay, come on in, sit down. Fill out some paperwork. He disappears. His chair's a dumbwaiter. Goes down to the vault. He gets your $300,000 out of the vault, brings it up on a silver platter. Here you go. Yeah. Almost. But if you call him, he will take care of you. It's the last call you'll make. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's Butcher Block. That's back. Yeah. Steak quesadilla, chicken fried steak and eggs. Oh, yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. Ask about pigs in a blanket. You might want to check that out. Remember that when you had that when you were a kid? Yeah, pigs in a blanket. Now you can have it at Perkins. Steak and pepper skillet, veggies. Oh, yeah. Plus, they have the Comfort Classic menu and the normal menu. 100 Coke products, and you need a slice of pie before you leave from Perkins in Bullhead City. And as I mentioned, coming up next, I'm going to be off the next 2 days. So for the next 2 days, Dennis Prager and his friends will fill in while I'm running around preparing for the expo. And next, right after the top of the hour news, will be Power Hour 2.0 with Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis. They'll be there in the studio with Paul Lavoie. Coming up next. All right, we're back with the chamber director from downtown Laughlin, right? Smack on the Casino Drive.
Yep, first building on the right.
Okay. Yeah, you are, huh?
You
really,
we are.
You really are.
Uh-huh.
Wow. First building on the right. Yep. That's where your home is now.
Yes, it is.
Yep. So you don't want to say the chamber's event-driven because you're member-driven, but you guys do a lot of events.
We do a lot of events.
Yeah.
And they're really cool events, so of course we're going to do them.
Yeah.
And it was part of the reason why I was so attracted to joining the chamber, just to be out and involved with the community and all the fundraising events that we do and membership, you know, networking events. It's fun.
And there's the key word, networking. You don't hear about all the deals that go down.
Right.
Or the we need to talk tomorrow at lunch, or I need to have lunch with you and visit with you about that, 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 that.
Yeah.
You don't hear about those little conversations in your chamber mixers or your duck pluck or your
right.
breakfast morning meetings. They all go on.
Exactly.
Or it's one of those deals where I've been meaning to call you. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk to you about this.
Uh-huh.
Those conversations go on all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of collaboration that stems from these chamber events, mixers, business breakfasts. It's amazing how much work gets done just by, you know, bumping into someone.
Yeah.
You know, when you start circulating at these, you start talking to somebody new and you go, oh, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about doing such and such, and you're exactly the person that I should see.
Or so-and-so told me I should run into you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A buddy of mine just told me 2 weeks ago about you, and I haven't seen you yet. It's good to meet you.
Yes, there is a very tight network in this community.
Yeah.
And I think that more and more people should get involved with it.
Well, and the more of these things you go to, the more the people that you work with and deal with are there.
Mm-hmm. And you get to know them on a personal basis,
yeah.
which always makes it more fun to do business with someone.
You know, it was so funny. Sean Hammond, who ran two casinos over there.
Yeah.
One time my wife and I were going, I want to say it was during the River Run, and we're walking down Casino Drive, just by the chamber, actually. We'd parked mm-hmm. up on the other side, and we're headed towards the River Run. And Sean Hammond's walking towards us. Well, I knew who he was, but I didn't know Sean.
Right.
And my wife was in a class with him at the time. And so she starts chit-chatting with him. Hi, Sean, how are you? You know, you're my husband, Larry. Oh, we know of each other. And now we text and we call and we are on Facebook together. And,
yeah.
you know, but this was a guy that I didn't even know, but my wife knew and introduced me to mm-hmm. him. And now, you know, of course, now he's retired from the casino industry, but... yeah, even when he was the general manager of a casino, you could text him and communicate with him.
Yeah. And, you know, 25 years ago when my family moved out here, that was the one bone my mom had to pick with my dad. She said, if we move to this brand new place where I know no one, we cannot just sit home. We have to go get involved in something. So as soon as we moved out here, they got involved with the chamber. They got involved because they were off-roaders, so with the UTV club. And everyone here... well, not everybody,
yeah.
but
most.
A strong amount. They're not from here.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know.
I've always said that the grass is whatever color you decide it is.
Right.
It's never greener on the other side.
Right.
If you decide that it's brown, you're going to have a brown life.
Yeah.
But if you decide, I'm going to make that grass green, and you water it, and you get out in the community, and you fertilize and plant those seeds... you're going to have a wonderful time here because there is a ton of stuff to do in this community.
Well, in the circle you and I run in, and we're about out of time here,
mm-hmm.
the circles that we run in, people are often busy and don't have time. They're you know,
yeah.
they're going from one event to the next. And,
yes, they are.
And staying busy. What's the number at the chamber if anybody wants to call you on any of these 1,900 events you've brought up?
702-298-2214.
Perfect. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, maybe I'll see you Friday morning at breakfast.
Like, maybe.
Squeeze that in.
Come on over.
Yeah. If not, at the expo Saturday, you have to show up. Just at least walk through.
Sounds good.
You're going to know 1,000 people there.
Sure.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. And I'm off the rest of the week. We'll see you on Monday with Mojave County Sheriff Doug Schuster.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.